The Tierra del Fuego archipelago near the tip of Cape Horn is known as the end of the world. For 7,000 years, it was inhabited by the Yaganes, a nomadic people who walked barefoot and used seal and guanaco skins to keep warm. 135 kilometers north lived the Selknan, a people so tall that the first European explorers named the region Patagonia, meaning land of patas, or long legs. Today, replicas of the Selknans in full spiritual body paint have become fashionable as souvenirs of a people who are presumed extinct. Except they aren't. Now Selknans are finally coming out to demand recognition.
To suddenly speak of a history that we often hid from our grandchildren out of shame is painful. To recognize that we come from a family that was practically enslaved and exterminated in the 20th century is hard.
Lidia González Calderón tells a similar story about her people, the Yaganes. Her 93-year-old mother, Cristina, is the last who still speaks their language fluently. Lidia, an indigenous delegate to Chile's constitutional convention, shocked many when she addressed the chamber.
Imagine not knowing your grandparents because outsiders annihilated them. Imagine being taught at school that your language and your people had disappeared. Imagine that your direct ancestors were taken across the ocean to faraway lands to be exhibited as exotic animals.
As the documentary Human Zoo illustrates, she wasn't exaggerating. Lidia says there's still an estimated 200 Yaganes. And in the last census, more than 1,100 people said they identified as Selknan. Until 100 years ago, they lived here from hunting and fishing.
And by the coast, there was also plenty to eat. You can still see lots of mussels and other crustaceans here. And historic documents demonstrate that the Yaganes and the Selknans could feast on, for example, beached whales like this one. So it wasn't hunger that wiped out their numbers, but rather the arrival of the foreigners, the Europeans, that brought with them unknown diseases like tuberculosis and influenza.
Many of the survivors were taken from their parents to religious institutions or to brothels or hunted down.
The hunters were paid for bringing back a hand, a breast or penis, a head or an ear.
Today, the Selknan language exists on paper, but no one speaks it, while Lidia's mother is recording the phonetic sound of the Yagan language. Both indigenous nations are pushing for Chile's new constitution to recognize, support, and promote their linguistic and cultural heritage.
We are all important and deserve recognition, no matter how small our numbers, because I insist, we didn't choose to be so few.
They're determined, she says, to stop justifying their existence and start working towards reviving their nearly lost heritage. Lucía Newman, Al Jazeera, Tierra del Fuego, Chile.